this unity also is based on two things. The first thing is that come 2021, the president has to be from Anjouan, and the next election, the next president must come from the island of Moueli. This is the basis. So it's not so much negotiations between parties on a national basis or who to follow with, but the basis is whatever the case, Azali must go and elections must be organized to have a candidate from Anjouan. Then those parties, they can have, you know, their own candidates, but, you know, the basis, this front is based on, we have to come back to the former constitution so that peace and harmony at their eyes exist, remain in the country. President Azali must go and the next president must come from the island of Anjouan. That is the basis of the agreement.
As you know, in Africa, I think the opposition in Africa, they tend to have a problem when they announce they want to come together. And then maybe somewhere along the line, it breaks down because everyone wants to be president, except for Malawi recently, where the opposition came together. What is the likelihood that this new united opposition will survive or will stay together?
Well, as I say, here the difference, it's not so much now about who and who, but this problem of tournants, you know, that we have three islands now under the union, you know, the fourth island being administered by France. And the question is there a president will be Azali or another one from this island of Grand Comore, the main island? This front seems to be united, expresses its unity to say no in no case. The basis of our unity is to go back to the elections of, you know, that every 5 years, each island, if I may say so, designates, you know, elects the new president. Whether it's too early here, of course, we are very much Africans, you know, especially French-speaking Africa. So whether this will stick or hold, you know, I couldn't say now. Will there be at the end some parties who will say, no, but it has to be in Grand Comore, you know, in the main island? I don't know. It's too early because the declaration has made for us observers here, it is a first, you know, because this leaders, they say that, yes, we are ready to be jailed. You know, this is a kind of front confrontation that has not been there until now, you see. So this is very strong. So we wait to see first what President Azali, will he react or will he choose to see that, okay, they don't have any kind of power, they can mobilize, you know, so let them talk, you know.